Well, it's been 2 months, but back with us today is our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. Kim, you leave for 2 months, prices go up $3. What, is there any connection?
Well, I think there is. What I'm planning on doing is working for about 30 days and then maybe taking another 60 off. Maybe we can get another $3.
Get up to $9 a week.
Get up to $9 a week.
Okay, what really is behind that raise, though?
Well, right, what we've seen is the funds come in, the index funds, you know, they can only have bought or long positions. They've held those for the last several months. But the other funds that can take long and short positions, they've went from about 5,000 on the short side to around 50 to 55,000 on the long side. And so that fund buying, in my opinion, is what's driven these prices up.
Okay, so the funds are driving up there. We've also been hearing over the last few days there's some buys going on overseas, some countries that don't usually take our wheat. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's creating some excitement. Recently, Germany came in and bought wheat. They haven't bought wheat since 07. Egypt came in and bought U.S. wheat. You know, they've been buying Eastern Europe and former Soviet Union country wheat. So with the production problems in those areas, we do have countries coming back to the U.S. for wheat, and that is exciting the market to a certain degree.
All right, so as a producer, do you look at, all right, we've got good prices now, we go ahead and sell it, or do we think maybe there's some optimism for the future?
Well, that optimism, I think, you've got to second guess that. Remember, prices are higher, not because of the supply and demand situation, because if you'll look at this time last year, USDA is projecting about 750 million bushels ending stocks. Right now, we're looking at 950 million. We got 200 million more ending stocks than we did last year. And, you know, $2 higher price, I don't think economics justify that. What prices, funds are betting on poor weather and lower production in Argentina and Australia.
So we end up with good weather, they're not going to hold.
I don't think so. And I think what producers need to do is consider selling some wheat into this higher prices. Again, staggered in the market as we've always talked about doing there. If they're looking out to June of 11, I think producers need to sell some wheat into that at least. So even if prices are higher, they sold some. If they go lower, they're going to be glad they sold some. And Allendale has their producers about 70 cents sold.
All right, Kim, good to have you back. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist.